Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast for Monday evening, March 23rd, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Brain Biotech has been granted a key patent for its CRISPR-BMC genome editing technology. The newly patented CRISPR nucleus shows high activity in various organisms, opening up potential for commercial use through licensing. Brain Biotech offers its technology for strain optimization and production strains, including bacteria, yeasts, fungi, plants, and mammalian cells.
Veromed Medical AG receives funding approval from the Federal Ministry of Research, Technology, and Space for the development of cold plasma technology.
Veromed Medical AG has received funding approval from the Federal Ministry of Research,
Technology, and Space for research and development projects in cold plasma technology. The certification, granted under the Research Allowance Act, includes funding in the high six-figure euro range. The projects aim to develop innovative medical systems for cold atmospheric plasma application, focusing on inactivating pathogenic germs in the lower respiratory tract and supporting wound healing. The funding highlights Viromed's innovative capabilities and strengthens its position in non-pharmacological treatment of infectious diseases.
Biomed News breaks, Sylogenics Inc. advances orphan drug strategy with Hybrite in rare skin cancer. Sylogenics is making strides in orphan drug development with its lead candidate, Hybrite, showing promising results in targeting cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. The company's unique approach emphasizes patient safety and efficiency, with clinical data supporting faster response times and a favorable safety profile. Sylogenics is nearing completion of a Phase 3 study for Hybrite, positioning itself for continued growth in rare disease therapeutics.
Lixia Biotechnology is advancing its PP2A inhibition strategy in the evolving oncology landscape. By targeting biological mechanisms that influence immune recognition and tumor sensitivity to treatment, their experimental compound LB-100 aims to enhance the effectiveness of existing cancer therapies. Recent research highlights the potential benefits of combining chemotherapy and immunotherapy to improve outcomes for cancer patients, driving interest in this emerging field. Investor news breaks, Max Power Mining Corp closes $20.50 million private placement led by Eric Scrott. The company raised the funds through the sale of 15,805,624 units at $30 per unit. The proceeds will support ongoing evaluation and development of its Lawson natural hydrogen discovery in Saskatchewan, as well as general corporate purposes.
Biomed news breaks, Sylogenics encrypt Hybrite data to be presented at USCLC workshop ahead of AAD meeting. Sylogenics encrypt announced that new trial data for Hybrite TM will be presented at the USCLC workshop on March 26, 2026, ahead of the AAD meeting. The data supports Hybrite TM as a potential therapeutic option for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, showing causative results from a long-term treatment study and a comparative analysis versus Valcor-R.
Mining news breaks, McCune Inc. reports Tartan Mine resource estimate with over 600,000 gold ounces. The project aims for 250,000 to 300,000 ounces of annual production by 2030. Starting at 30,000 ounces per year with potential for expansion. McEwen's ongoing initiatives include exploration, metallurgical testing, and mine planning to maximize output. Fewer men undergo cancer screening, study shows. Men make up just 5% of people getting genetic tests for inherited cancer risks, despite dying from cancer at higher rates than women, new research shows. Analysis of more than 224,000 tests revealed men who do get screened face much higher odds of carrying dangerous genetic mutations, with positive results hitting 14% versus 8% for women. Investor news breaks: Max Power Mining Corp closes $20.50 million private placement led by Eric Sprott. The company raised the funds through the sale of 15,805,624 units at $1.30 per unit. The proceeds will support the evaluation and development of its Lawson natural hydrogen discovery in Saskatchewan, as well as general corporate purposes.
Biomed news breaks: Ontolic Therapeutics Inc. subsidiary Sapu Nano to present everolimus toxicology data at SOT 2026. Ontolic Therapeutics Inc.'s subsidiary Sapu Nano is set to present new data on everolimus toxicology at the Society of Toxicology 2026 annual meeting and Tox Expo in San Diego. The findings highlight the importance of tissue concentration-driven effects and organ-specific outcomes, supporting the development of improved delivery strategies. This presentation underscores the significance of tissue-level drug distribution in determining toxicity profiles.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.